This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
1-2. Pitch is swung on and driven high and deep and gone! Walk-off homer! Say done! Say good night! He cannot be stopped! And the Red Sox have won 8 in a row!
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Red Sox, red hot. I would say Fenway Park on fire.
It's the place to be.
On Friday night. I mean, that was as electric of a ballpark as I've seen in quite some time for that walk-off for Rafaela.
Did you see who was there on Friday night?
Oh, I saw. We should have mentioned this earlier.
Lead the show with this?
Speaking of Batman.
You see what I mean? I like Wags.
Yeah. Ben and Jennifer Garner.
Ben and Jennifer Garner. Anthony Cumia from the old Opie and Anthony show had a good tweet.
What was it?
He responded to that. He goes, Jesus, does this guy realize there's more than three women in the world? I was like, all right.
Touche.
That's fine.
But yeah, even you're right. Good point. How have we not mentioned this yet? Even the celebrities.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner in the house. Red Sox walking off with wins, wearing the City Connects. Although I was disappointed on Saturday when I went, they were wearing the yellows.
I like the yellows.
I'd rather them wear the greens or the regular ones.
I gotta be honest. I don't want to be too positive on this team, but I like the greens. I like the yellows. I like all their little celebrations. I kind
of
like what they're doing. Oh, especially the Durant one.
Durant celebration.
Did you see that in person on
Saturday? I was looking for it. I didn't see it.
You're covering CC's eyes.
There wasn't a lot of hits and runs to celebrate the game I went to.
No, it's
happened
true.
To be the one.
Yeah.
They were a rarity. But yeah, the crochet gem. No, but there is something about that. Like, obviously, a walk-off is exciting regardless of how the team is doing, whatever. But they have so many, like, entertaining, as Coral will point out, like, the athleticism of the team. But you go up and down the lineup, there are a lot of guys that provide something. Like, when Roman Anthony's at bat, you're like, all right, what's he going to do? When Rafaela, even though he's having a down season, Duran, you still have that for. Marcelo Meyer, now you're adding multiple guys that pitch that you're excited to see. And, like, what a combination. And they're just flying up the standings.
So people were just mentioning our superlatives. And you might go, oh, where are those superlatives? How do I go seek those out? Well, they're at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Terp did a great job throwing together the graphic. That is not a typo when you get to Manager of the Year. You can also check that out on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also stream on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps, in addition to the Odyssey app. Lots of ways to seek out Jones and Keefe. But a text came in. They're like, guys, just all the names you're mentioning for the superlatives are why the Red Sox are so good right now. They have a lot of guys playing at a high level, and it feels like for the first time in a while, maybe not on the pitching side, which is why we're still talking about how you go get another impact arm behind Crochet and above Bayo and Giolito, ideally for me. I don't know how sustainable it is on the pitching side, but for the first time in a long time, Keith, offensively, And for the health of the overall organization, it feels pretty sustainable. Like,
yeah,
the talent is here. More is on the way in AAA, like between Campbell and getting more out of Meyer and even some of the other prospects. And what you have right now at the big league level feels like it's already here, already contributing, and there's room for it to ascend.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, this feels sustainable.
Yeah, and the big difference is there was a stretch early in the season where you would look at the lineup and you'd say, why are these two or three guys in the lineup? Now you look at the lineup and you're like, oh, these two or three guys aren't in the
lineup.
They're
like, wait a minute.
You're like, oh, this guy's sitting today?
Roman Anthony, which game did he pinch hit? He pinch hit in the Friday night game, right? So yeah. Roman Anthony wasn't even in the lineup in the walk-off game until he pinch hit late in the game.
And so that's something, as long as those guys are good with it and Cora figures out a way to move them in and out of the lineup between the three outfield spots with the DH spot and now Rafaela also playing second base at times, because you think about the names that have been added. You know, you didn't have Meyer or Anthony all year. You didn't have Bregman for about half the year.
Yep.
You didn't have Yoshida for way more than half the year. So those are four guys right away. And then on top of that, Trevor Story, Sadon Rafaela are hitting the cover off the ball, which they were in the lineup earlier, but they weren't as effective as they are now. So you combine all of that, and you're like, man, there's – great play. Then you have the guys that just hit lefties and they crush lefties. So when you face those lineups, you have to get Romy Gonzalez, Rob Refsnyder in there. No, it seems like everything right now. And I know they didn't score a million runs over the weekend. It's just still top to bottom in the lineup. They have a bunch of guys that are that have power, but they also got guys that have speed. It's a pretty balanced lineup now, which earlier in the year wasn't.
Couple of texts, 617-779-7937. Guys, Red Sox fans are still gullible. You'll be out on them in a month. They still suck. I mean,
they don't suck.
I mean, look, they may look. The bottom might fall out. I saw Twitch chat saying this too. They got to play.
I do think they'll
the
lose
Cubs
again.
And the Dodgers and Phillies. They're not going to run the table.
I don't think that's happening. I'll give you guys that.
But I don't know. People thought they would start to lose games against the Rays, and they swept them. And they now are in the second wild card, not the last wild card.
Yeah.
The second wild card.
No, but and I admit there was a time earlier in the year that we were even asking the question, like, what is this? What do they do well? What's their strength? What's the best thing they do?
Yeah.
And we had a hard time. I think we came up with every fifth day crochet pitches or, you know, when they have a lead, Chapman can close it out. Like, they didn't have a whole lot going on, especially during that time when Bregman was hurt and everything was kind of falling apart. But right now, like, what would their glaring weakness be? Like, they've cleaned up some of the base path stuff. They've cleaned up their defense. I think now they actually have some defensive alignments that are pretty good. And you're going to say, all right, that's actually a good defense that's out there. So they're not perfect. Nobody is. It's baseball. Look at the American League. Nobody's perfect out there. I think they should add a starting pitcher. Like, I think that is important.
That, to me, would be my answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We haven't mentioned this. Dobbins got hurt over the weekend. He just came back. He got hurt. Because one of the things we were saying is not only would trading for an impact starter, like a number two starter, give you more depth in your rotation, one of those arms, Dobbins, Fitz, someone like that, would then go to the bullpen, and that makes your bullpen better, too.
Yeah.
Now that's been taken away. I would still say they're light on pitching because I don't think Bayo and Giolito are this good. You know, as much as I'm falling for a lot of stuff and being gullible, as the texter said, I'm not necessarily falling for that. They're not this good. And so another pitcher would help. I think more bullpen arms would help as well. But I think what they're doing offensively is sustain. They're number two offense in the American League.
Right.
I think they're number four in baseball. So what they're doing offensively feels sustainable. And as you just pointed out, Bregman missed 40 games. You should get more out of Meyer and more out of Anthony and who knows, maybe even more out of Campbell once he comes back. This text to me is more fair than the one that, guys, they're going to lose again. Guys, you're so gullible, et cetera, et cetera.
They're not going to win out.
This one's more fair. We haven't really addressed it. We danced around it when we were handing out superlatives. Guys, remind me, which one of you two knuckleheads wanted Cora fired? I'm pretty sure that was both of us. I certainly was stumping for
was
him to
for
be fired.
Listen, you might not be the best manager on the team.
You were placing him on the hot seat.
Yeah.
He may not be the best manager on the team. Do we got to give Cora some credit?
Yeah, we do.
I was out on Cora. I've been out on Cora most of his tenure in Boston.
When you win 10 straight games, regardless of who the opponent is, but these last four were against a team that was above you in the standings, there's plenty of compliments and credit to be handed out. You know, Nick's trying to make Craig Breslow the MVP of the season.
Love that take. Good take, Nick.
But we had a bunch of players that have all been a big part of it. We rifled through a whole bunch of them. But yeah, the manager is. And you had brought this up, I think a week ago, or like at the beginning of this winning streak, and we were looking at the final seven home games, and we were saying, if they can go 5-2, they go 5-2 in that stretch, you're above five. You're way above 500 going into the break. You're probably a playoff team, and then I'll give Cora credit for it. But he did better than that. He did way better than that. They're on a 10-game heater. So yeah, I think he did. And you can see it, like the way he's used his pitchers recently. I think has been pretty solid. Letting Bayo and Crochet, that was the right call. Having those guys pitch the ninth all year long, he has been doing a good job. We highlighted Chapman doesn't lead the league in saves, and one of the reasons is he'll pitch the eighth inning, or as Nick said, he'll pitch the ninth inning to get to extra innings and extend the game. He pitches the eighth when they're facing the best part of the lineup, and that's all things that Cora has done. Also, he does as much as we can say, hey, good problem to have, having all those players.
You got to do it.
Cora's the one that has to do it and make sure those guys are good with playing center field and second base, playing left field and center, DHing, sitting out a game, being ready to pinch hit. So, yeah, no, now I think he's earning it. Like, there was a time where he was having a bad year. He was having a bad year, but like a player, you can turn it around, and he's turned it around.
And this is where the Devers thing to me comes into it. I don't think he specifically was going to turn it around if Devers were here, because I think it was too complicated. I think he was too on the player's side, but knew the player was wrong, and that was too delicate of a dance. And ultimately, even by the end, Cora got on board with moving on from Devers, but I think not having Devers here has freed up Cora to not be the player's buddy and, you know, treat them like he's a father figure. You can go back to being the manager. And I think that has helped. And I think there's some tangible things they've adjusted as well. Pitching, their approach at the plate, we can get to that. But I think that's an area where subtracting Devers, you don't have to be these guys' friends. In fact, you're not their friend. Mm-hmm. You're their boss.
Mm-hmm.
And so act like it. And I think Cora's been able to do some of that. What is the ceiling for this team now, Keith? They've won 10 in a row. What's the ceiling?
It'll be a World Series title, Jones. If you make the playoffs in baseball, you are a World Series contender, in my humble opinion. But I guess maybe not even just that. If you look at the last several years in baseball, teams with mid-80s wins in the regular season not only make the playoffs, they play in the World Series. And there are some examples of them winning the World Series. We even saw it, I forget what the win total was in 2013, but just that team itself, the roster the Red Sox had in 2013, was not what you would think was even a World Series roster, yet they made the playoffs. They had one guy in David Ortiz get insanely hot, and then they pitched well, and they found a way to win the whole thing.
A team won 97 games.
That's surprising.
That's way more than I would have thought.
But just look at the roster itself. But even if this team wins 87 and makes the playoffs, if Garrett Crochet and Brian Bayo start four games in a seven-game series, and you know Alex Bregman's in the lineup and Jaron Duran's in the lineup and these young guys, like, why can't they do it? You're going to make a strong argument that it's the Yankees or the Blue Jays. The Tigers are good this year.
Argue for an American League team, the way they played all year, it probably is destroyed.
Maybe it's the Tigers, and they swept the Red Sox in a three-game series they played earlier this year. Their manager is also willing to bend the rules a little bit. You got to respect that.
Yeah, that'd be a real Spider-Man meme of a manager matchup there. Yeah,
they're like, everything goes in the series or no? What are we doing? Nothing or everything? Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever you guys want. But no, I think if you're there, you have a chance. It doesn't mean you're the favorite every time. It just means that you have a chance to win the World Series. So they absolutely do.
Yeah, you're not predicting they win the World Series.
No.
But we're asking, what is the ceiling for this team? World Series.
Yeah.
You get in the playoffs, you go on a run, you can get hot and win a World Series. That's the way the sport works nowadays.
Yes.
So that is the ceiling. Again, I don't think either of us are forecasting that. That's not a prediction. Come talk to us in a couple of weeks. But right now, I wouldn't argue with that at all, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and some of it is just looking at the American League and saying, what, they can't beat the Yankees?
Right.
I mean, the Blue Jays maybe is more fair. They've matched up poorly with Toronto this year head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
But they matched up very well with New York. They beat Seattle in a series earlier this year. They played Houston? I don't think they played Houston yet.
They have not.
And then Detroit, you mentioned, they got swept by earlier this year. But I don't think the American League has some formidable, unbeatable foe. I would put Detroit at the top of the heap, but I don't think that's an unbeatable team. You want to get to the National League and tell me the Dodgers are a team that I wouldn't pick them head-to-head against? You're probably right. And they go Dodgers, Cubs, Phillies, in whatever order, coming out of the All-Star break. That'll be a big test. That's why I think this team needs to act soon.
Mm-hmm.
My guy Breslow, although he's now Nick's guy, Craig Breslow, MVP of the team, I would say act early going into the All-Star break, going into the trade deadline, rather, and coming out of the All-Star break because of the teams you have to play. Never mind the way they've dropped off in August pretty much every year since Alex Cora has been the manager here. Breslow talked with Rob Bradford over the weekend on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We'll talk to Bradford on Thursday at 11:30. You can check out Baseball Isn't Boring on the Odyssey app. Here's what Breslow had to say about where they stand between now and the deadline.
First of all, running out of pitching can be so destabilizing, right? Like, there's this residual effect on the rest of the staff, on the bullpen. And then also, like, we feel really good about the starting pitching that we have. And, you know, obviously Garrett's pitched like an ace all season long. And, you know, over the last month or so, Gio's been dominant. And Bayo, actually, if you go back to, like, last All-Star break, has been a really good pitcher. And Buehler's last two out, we know we're starting to see what he's capable of doing. And whether it's Fitz or Dobbins or, you know, Houck getting healthy or Harrison, who's working on some things in AAA, like, we're not just looking for bodies that we can call starting pitchers, right? Yeah. Like, if we're going to bring somebody in, they need to really move the needle for us. And so that's, you know, I think where we'll have our sights set. But it's really hard to find starting pitching.
Is it the hardest, do you think?
Careful, yeah. Rob. Jeez, Rob. It's a personal question. But, no, when it comes
to the new Bruins player, for God's sakes.
But when it comes to the way he's talking about the pitchers, I don't love
all
this.
I can be hard down low.
All right. I don't love all the specifics in there. Like, Walker Buehler's better his last two. Has he?
He starts doing too much.
Has he really? Too much. Kyle Harrison working on stuff in AAA. Oh, is he?
How long is he doing that for?
Like, let's not get carried away here, Breslow. I'm trying to get on your side.
Yeah.
But the way he's talking about it, we don't need depth. We need a needle mover. I do agree with that.
Just another guy really refers to what they did last year. And like when they reacquired James Paxton, that's exactly what that was. Here's a major league pitcher that we added. Like, okay. But the one thing it's a little eye-rolly when he starts naming every single guy that they already have. But let's say he likes those guys. Okay, fine. Somebody else that you bring in would have to be better than them. Otherwise, right? Because if you're going to move somebody down at the pecking order, yeah, you're not going to do that unless you go get somebody else, which I hope that he does. Now, who that guy is and what they have to give up, all that remains to be seen, but it's right there for him. The team has played well enough for you to officially be a buyer, and you have plenty of stuff to buy with. And you even freed up money, like as an aside that fans shouldn't care about, but we know John Henry cares about it. You freed up a lot of money. So you could even look at some of the high price guys, even if it's only for a year. Yeah, that shouldn't affect the bottom line. You already penciled all this money in for this season. So, yeah, this is a huge trade deadline for Breslow.
And I'm at the point where I don't want to trade anything off the big league roster. You know, now again, let me see the deal. If they trade Duran and you get a haul, then maybe I can be talked into it. But sitting here today, generically,
yeah,
they should be trading from the minor league system. And I heard a lot of discussion about this on Greg's show. Wiggy was big on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, no. You got to give something to get something, which is true. How are you going to get a Joe Ryan type if you're not involving big league players?
You trade the password.
Exactly. I would say you do what you did to get Crochet.
Josh Stinkson.
Yes.
Garcia.
When you got Stinks right in your name, that's an expendable piece. Although, did you see his boombox? Rob had this. You see his boombox at the Futures game, Keith?
No, I didn't see that. Was it awesome?
Was it awesome? Go through the Bradfo timeline. It is awesome.
Son of a god.
But how'd you get Crochet? How'd you get Sale? How'd you get Beckett? How'd you get Schilling? You didn't trade big league guys. You traded prospects.
And you never got burned. I mean, Hanley Ramirez obviously turned into a great player, but you won a World Series with all those guys, not with Crochet yet, but with those other guys, you won World Series. The Sale deal, those guys never even turned into great players. So, yeah, no, it's worth doing.
My point is, you don't need to trade Duran to get an impact starting pitcher. How'd you get Crochet? You know, how'd you get all these guys over the years? So you don't need to do that. Trade from the farm system. I'm not peeling pieces off the big league roster because I like how things are going right now, and I wouldn't screw with it. 617-779-7937. You find that boombox over there?
Finally, Bradfo tweets a lot, so I had to do a lot of scrolling, but...
Badass. Let me tell you, there were a lot of Futures games tweets from
Bradfo. The thing itself looks like a mixtape.
It looks very
Guardians of the Galaxy-like.
It looks pretty sweet.
That's badass.
So that's a reason to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it gets me a stud pitcher, I'll look past it.
Okay.
Doug is in Southie. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Real quick, I was there on Saturday, and the atmosphere was great. You can just tell that there is something with this team. I know baseball, you know, you can go on a 8-game losing streak just as fast as you can go on 8-game winning streak. I get that, but just the chemistry, the environment, the fans walking down, you know, on the streets before the game, it was absolutely electric. I really hope that management does something with this and makes a move. I truly believe they need another pitcher.
Okay, so I agree. Do too.
It's electric. So Ben Affleck, Jennifer Gardner on Friday.
Doug.
Me, Greg Hill, that guy, little CC Beans on Saturday.
Sure.
I don't know who was there Sunday, but you're in for a treat, whoever was there. It's the place to be.
And the guy that was pointing during the rough.
That guy was great.
I like that guy.
You see, you were at the game on Saturday.
No, I didn't see
they interviewed him in-game on Nesson on Saturday. Yeah.
Was he electric?
You know.
Sure.
Left a little something to be desired. That's
all right.
Yeah, he was
just keep him as a meme.
Yeah. Yeah, he was
not everybody needs to do a full interview.
More of a meme than an interview, if you ask me. But that was good stuff. No, look.
There's a buzz. There's a buzz down there.
People are ready for it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. So I don't know that the crowd being electric is predictive of the team going on a run. I wouldn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
But people are ready for it. And they've been ready
for
it. But
they're also responding to, like, the players, too. The way the players are all acting on the field, too, right? Like, it's not just like a walk-off hit or all the moments building up to it. The team has just been fun to watch. They've really kind of kicked it into overdrive. I think Anthony and Meyer, even though they're not, you know, have a 900 OPS or anything, but those two guys, I think, have sort of kickstarted this too, because we've heard a lot about those guys for a while. And then they come up here kind of rooting for their success, and they've been fun to watch.
Yeah, and it wasn't instantaneous, and it coincided with subtracting Devers. But getting rid of Devers and adding those two, like, this is the kind of stuff we were asking for when the team was scuffling.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was just us. I think a lot of people were asking for that. 617-779-7937. Plenty of room to jump in line. Here on Jones and Keefe. Keefe was in the building on Saturday for Garrett Crochet. Another shutdown start from him. Who deserves the most credit for the Red Sox and their turnaround, specifically on the mound? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Red Sox completed the 4-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays with yesterday's 4-1 win at Fenway Park. Brian Bayo got the win, giving up just one run on 6 hits and striking out 5 in 6 1/3 innings of action. Aroldis Chapman struck out the side in the top of the 9th to earn his 17th save of the season. Chapman now heads to Atlanta to represent the Red Sox in the American League in Tuesday night's All-Star game. Sox enter the All-Star break on a 10-game winning streak, 8 games above 500 with a record of 53-45, and just 3 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Red Sox will return to action on Friday night when they'll be in Chicago, taking on the Cubs at Wrigley. Tonight is the Home Run Derby. Seattle's Cal Raleigh is the favorite. You can see the Home Run Derby on ESPN beginning at 8 o'clock. And in NBA Summer League action, the Boston Celtics improved to 2-0 after yesterday's 94-81 win over the New York Knicks. Sees it back on the court tonight, taking on the Miami Heat. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Visit the 99 Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.